Blog Talk Radio.
Cats of the Band coming live and direct from Los Angeles, California, the west side, west of the east side, giving a shout out to my folks in New England, my shout out to the folks in New York. People, I have waited for this interview since I heard Bachata in 1961. Wait, that was before I was born. Okay, whatever. Anyways, I have been trying to get this young lady on air forever, but every time I call her, she's on a movie set, she's doing a commercial, she's walking a red carpet. I'm like, man, I try to talk to a publicist in DR, line's busy. I talk to a publicist in Hollywood, line's busy. I call my Dominicans in New York. They want money to get a phone number. I'm like, man, what's going on here? But she's here today, people. Suveria Mota. Let me tell you a little about her, because first off, she has the coolest name, Suveria Mota. The Academy Award goes to the best actress. Can you imagine how they say it? It's going to be so smooth. Born in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. A shout out to all my Dominicanos back on the East Coast. You know how we get down. At the age of 4, she moved to New York City with her family, a graduate of Lehman College with a degree in Spanish pathology and audiology, and a minor in English literature. She knew that it was time to listen to her heart and move to Hollywood. Within a few months of arriving in L.A., she joined SAG and AFTRA, worked as a stand-in for various actresses in hit productions such as Glee, Burlesque, Honey 2, Larry Clown, and Scores. Suveria joins us today, folks, to share the experience, her craziness, what's going on with this industry, and I can't say it the way she would say it. So I'd like to say, Suveria, welcome to the mix. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing very good. Wow, what a very, very nice introduction.
Oh, I can keep going if you want. I got about 5 more minutes.
No. It's good. It's like you called my publicist. They were all busy.
Hey, you know, Suveria, what is happening? Talk to us. What's going on? How you feeling? First off, you have some water nearby because you know how you get so busy, you start choking and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have some water. I have some water right next to me.
All right. So talk to us. So welcome to L.A. How long have you been in L.A. so far? How long, has it been a year, three years?
It's been over 3 years. It's been 4. I've been out here for 4 years now.
And how's the flow going? The usual challenges? Because we want to know what your challenge is. You know you want your best successes. How's it been flowing for you since you've been out here?
Honestly, I don't want to say that it's been amazing and it's been great, because it's not all cupcakes and flowers. There's a lot of rejection and a lot of, oh, my God, I love your look, at least for an actress. I love your look. I love your face. But then you hear, oh, but your accent, or you don't look Latina enough, or you don't look African-American enough. But for the most part, I love L.A. You know, I'm living the dream, and life is not easy. Everything's hard, and this is what I really love doing. So I love it out here so far.
And how about the weather? How's the weather treating you?
I like it. You know what? Honestly, people that know me know that I love the rain and cloudy days. So I don't know, but I do love L.A. I love the weather.
Let's go back here. Let's go back in time here. It's usually the usual question for an actor is when was that moment, when that spark hit you? But for you, looking at your background, when did it happen for you? When did you say, this is what I want to do?
It happened for me when I was 10. I told people, I was 10 and I was watching the movie Gone with the Wind with Vivian Leigh. And people are like, but you're too young. I'm like, yeah, I know. It was a rerun on TV. Because the movie came out in 1939. Anywho, 1933, I believe. Anyway, but I saw the movie and I thought, this is what I love. I want to be in the TV, inside a TV, and play a part and I don't know, be an actress. And from that moment on, I knew this is what I want. I want to be an actress.
And what was the reaction of the... Go ahead. Continue on.
But I had taken dance class years before. So I, entertaining and or dancing and or being on stage or performing wasn't something completely new to me. I guess I had always wanted to be an entertainer.
Entertainer. Well, you have the personality because every time I talk to you, I can see the smile on your face, even though I don't see you, but I can see it there.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for joining us today because I'm surprised you could squeeze us in. I mean, seriously. It's like 7 o'clock, yeah. Hey, I was waiting for the text. Can't make it. Got to do the red carpet with Brad Pitt.
No. I was... no,
bring the microphone. Let's go chase her.
There was no way I was going to cancel on you.
Tell me something about... I figure out something with the comeback. But for you... Question for you. Spike Lee said this a long time ago when he casted Savion Glover. I think it was in Bamboozled. And he was getting a lot of criticism by people saying, why are you casting a dancer? Why are you casting a dancer? But he answered back saying, dancers make the best actors because they have control of their whole body. They know their whole body. You said you dance. Do you find that discipline carries over into acting?
Oh, yeah. I very much think so. I don't know exactly how to describe it, how to explain it, but you're just so in touch with your body. And if anyone who wants to, I guess, expose themselves or show, you know, when you're dancing, even if you're just dancing in, well, I don't want to say in a club because that kind of doesn't make sense, but, well, maybe it does. You know, when you're putting yourself out there, and you're dancing, and maybe you're acting crazy and like a fool, you're being vulnerable, and you don't care what people think about you, and you don't care if you fall and it doesn't work out. And I think you need to have the same, instinct as an actress. I don't know if that makes sense.
Total sense. It makes total sense. I say this every time I talk with an actor, I have a lot of respect for what you do. The audition process, you know, waiting for a role. Did you get the role? You didn't get the role.
I
have a lot of respect for actors because myself, knowing as vindictive as I am, I'd probably be that serial killer of casting directors. I couldn't do it because what do you mean I didn't get that role? You know how I
know. Oh, I had something similar. Well, I didn't call the casting director, but I auditioned for something maybe a month ago, and I thought it was good. I don't know. I left feeling good about it. But I later on found out that I didn't get the part. And then later on I found out who got the part and I was really sad for like a whole day.
No way.
Yes. So, you know, it still happens and you know, even A-list celebrities, they get to that point. You know, rejection is hard.
Right.
Especially when there's a part where you really feel connected to a character and you read the lines and you get the script and then you think, oh, this is, I'm perfect for this or this is totally me and, you know, all that. And then they don't see it. And then you're like, oh, my God, really? I'm perfect for this.
So, and then boom.
Yeah, and then boom. They're like, oh, move on to the next one.
Well, with your vibe, like I said, you always have a smile on your face and your energy is always so positive. Conversely, you were talking about the audition process. For you or as an actor, obviously, what is the scariest part of an audition?
You're constantly thinking, you're constantly thinking, well, will they like me? Will they not like me? I think that's the scary part. I mean, I'm very good at getting my script and memorizing lines pretty quickly. So that's not, I'm not afraid of, oh, will I learn my lines or not? But the scariest part is thinking, will they like me, will they not like me? Mm-hmm. Because you hear from so many people that they make their decisions or their choice, like, right, literally from the moment they see you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how they say people, some people fall in love and it was like, you know, instant attraction.
I
love
just
at
knew.
First sight.
Right.
Yeah, I just knew. So sometimes you put so much effort, but then at the same time, you know, they're going to see you and something's going to click. So that's what gets you nervous. Like, oh my God, will I not, you know, maybe I should not wear these jeans. Maybe I should wear another kind of jean, or maybe I should put this top on instead of this shirt. Because you're constantly thinking, oh my God, they're going to judge me from the moment they see me. And, you know, who knows?
We have a question here from Mary in St. Louis. If you have a couple, actually, I have about a lot of questions here. Do you mind if we take a couple on air for you?
Oh, no, I don't mind.
All right. This is Mary in St. Louis. Mary, what's going on? And her question, where she's saying, thank you for coming on air. She loves your first name, by the way. She said to tell you that.
Oh, thank you. My mom made it up, by the way. My mom,
nope.
People
really?
Ask me all the time, does it mean anything? No. I tell people my mom made it up, and then their second question is like, wow, what was she playing, alphabet soup? You know, people say all the crazy things. And then I just say, well, she probably must have had a lot of time in her hand. Like, she just came up with the name. But, yeah, she made it up. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, she still loved it. She still loved it. And here's her question. Her question for you is, because I'm thinking about acting, but I want to know, why do you think so many aspiring actors end up giving up on their dream?
You know, okay, so I'm going to tell her to not give up on her dreams. And
mm-hmm.
When I was in New York, I was still going to school because I've always had that, you're not supposed to, but I always had that feeling of, like, if it doesn't work out, at least I have my career. So I went to college. But even when I was going to school, I was doing extra work, and I was a background artist on every TV show possible that you could think of and movie that was filmed in New York. I was doing background for it
mm-hmm.
whenever I wasn't going to school. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I did it, and I learned a lot from it. And I met a lot of those people, actors and actresses that were doing background work. A, they were so afraid to make the move to Los Angeles.
Really?
I thought that I was going to say to my female friends, hey, let's move to LA together. None of them wanted to do it. They were all very afraid. So, A, that's the first part. A lot of people are afraid to leave their comfort zone
mm-hmm.
back home. Just because everyone's afraid, like, if it doesn't work out, I don't want to come back home. You know, like, it didn't happen for me. They're afraid of that. And then second, a lot of people do come out here. And it's hard. You know, it is hard. There's a lot of competition. Like they say, there's always a fresh, fresh new skin on a, I don't know how to say it in English. Like, there's new people coming every day to L.A.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to make it big. And I think the people that give up, honestly, I just think that they didn't really want it as much.
Mm.
When you talk to them and you get to know them longer, I have a lot of friends that I have moved back home, wherever that may be.
Right.
And then the more you talk to them, the more you realize that they really didn't want it that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it. If you get into this business just to make a lot of money very quickly or for whatever, then it's not for you, and then those are the people that eventually leave or change career paths.
Which makes more room for you and the talented ones that
yes.
don't give up. Don't give up, people.
I know. Don't give up and make the move. Make
mm-hmm.
the move, and this is something that everyone kept saying to me, oh, my God, you're moving to Los Angeles. Oh, my God. But, oh, my, you know, and I would say to people, I'm moving to the same country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not moving to another country. It's like,
right.
Everyone there speaks the same language. It's not like I'm moving to France, to Paris, to
mm-hmm.
Ukraine, to Russia, where I have to learn another language or another country. I would say to people, I'm moving literally to the same country.
Right.
And people speak the same language, and I would always say, if someone else did it, why can't I do it?
Mm-hmm.
you know, the moving part and the making it.
And here you are.
I don't know. And here I am.
Here you are. Next question here. Oh, she says, Mary here says, thank you, thank you. Next person here is Jean-Pierre from Vancouver. I want to be Congolese. I know that name. Jean-Pierre from Vancouver. He wants to know, Saveria, thanks for coming on air with us. I'm moving to L.A. I'd like to know, what's the best part of being an actor?
Oh, what's the best part?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's the best part of being an actor? Well, as an actor before people recognize you or before... Because, I mean, I'm very good at lying to people. Not really. Just being able to know that you can, I don't want to say transform, but you have skills that other people maybe may not have. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's the best part about being an actor. I know that I love to play a part. Mm-hmm. And I love to, you know, in real life, I'm very friendly and bubbly, and I'm like, hi, how are you? You know, I'm the girl that's, like, helping out people bake cupcakes, and I want to have tea parties all the time. But I love playing the part of, like, the bitchy person, like, rude and the mean girl. So I think that's the best part, being an actress. Just being someone that I'm not and being able to get away with it.
This guy is really—he's like typing another question. Jean-Pierre, we'll add you to Kubo, but he's saying thank you very much. We have another one from I love this name, Aura in Las Vegas, saying hello.
Aura, that's my sister's baby daddy's mother. My sister's mother-in-law's name is Aura.
Aura. All right,
yeah.
That's actually a story in itself, just the way you said it. You want to give him a shout out back there, or anything like that?
Shout out to my family back home in New York.
However you want. You can say English, Spanish, mix it up. I don't care. You can sing it if you want. You can't dance. No one's going to see you, right? But she has a question.
Yeah.
She
no,
has a question. You never know. You never know. I won't give you the numbers because every time I tell you, you start coughing, remember? So I'll just be quiet. So Oda's question is here. Her question is, what is something that you knew that you know now that you wish you knew when you first started out as an actor?
Something that I know now that I wish I knew then. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess it's... So I'm very nice to people, mm-hmm, and friendly. So always... people think that there's so many actresses and actors in Los Angeles. That is very true. But there are not that many actors or actresses that are really acting and doing stuff. So something that I would...
Interesting.
I wish that I had... people just assume that it's such a... it's such a vast town that there's so many people. But honestly, you bump into the same people all the time. Something that I know now that I wish I had known... Maybe, you know, when I first came out here, I guess, more social networking, mm-hmm, and that, more networking, because I am I'm big on being in my house, homebody. I love just, like, watching TV on my own, and I think that, it helps so much. I don't want to say it's who you know in this town, but people, you go to acting school with people that are in the same boat with you. Later on, these people are making short films, and then later on, you're in these short films, and then later on, someone knows someone, and someone now, you know, I saw a casting breakdown the other day for a SAG low-budget film, mm-hmm, and the person that was casting the film is a former publicist.
Mm.
And... it just so happened that I noticed that on Facebook, me and her have four mutual friends.
Right.
And so I didn't use the friend card. I didn't call someone to say, you call her and say, hey, can you see me? But it just shows you how small the town is when people are really following their dreams and working. So something that obviously don't burn your bridges and just do as much networking as you can. Social media, however you possibly can. Hi, hello, how are you? And following up with people, that helps a lot.
All right. I hope a lot of people are listening because, you know, my experience, listen to what she said. Be nice to people. Don't burn no bridges. Because you know me.
Yeah. Knock on wood, I haven't burned any bridges or anything, but I think networking really helps a lot. Just putting yourself out there. There's a quote that someone, I have a friend that sent me emails, and on the bottom of his email, it says, it's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Right.
It's not who you know, it's who knows you.
Right.
And I have gotten a lot of casting notices from people that forward them to me, and I have gotten a lot of phone calls from casting directors and people that want to see me because someone else told them about me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know them, but someone else knew me. Mm-hmm. They knew that, A, I was a dancer, that I know how to dance salsa. They knew that I'm Latina with an accent or not. They knew that I'm Dominican. They knew that I'm from the East Coast, so I have that East Coast, swagger or all that. So it's not who you know, but it's who knows you, you know. Sometimes you think, well, he's just a carpenter, or he's just the guy that's holding the mic on a TV show, you know, a boom operator. But you never know, that boom operator might know a casting director somewhere, and they might say, oh, we need a Dominican that knows how to dance salsa. And he might go, oh, but you know what, I know this girl that I used to work with a few years ago. Let me give her a phone call. So, yeah.
This is actually leads up to the next question from Stephanie. She says, you mentioned Mexico. My man here says, thank you again. Stephanie asked the question. She said, you mentioned networking. And she actually was with us yesterday. She wanted to ask you, because she wants to get into acting, what's the best way to network? Because she hears Horace, she's saying, best way to network, because I hear 15 different ways to network, but I want to know what she thinks is the best way to network, because I want to be an actor and I want to come to L.A.
Okay, the best way to network. Well, A, definitely she should come to L.A., because I think, and this goes to the previous caller, the person before, I don't know if she wants to make the move, but I've always been afraid of being in my deathbed and living with regrets. I don't want to later on be even a year older thinking, why didn't I do it? Why didn't I do it? Because life is too short for that. You definitely don't want to then regret not doing it. So that's that. So I'm saying to her, you should come. I've heard other actors tell people that want to come out into this business, say to them, oh, are you sure you want to do it? It's really hard. There's a lot of competition. I don't like to say that to people. You know, yes, but just like how I've been able to do a few things here and there, that person could very well do the same thing or possibly even more. So that's that. And then networking. Whatever you do, even when you're outside a little party or red carpet, you always meet someone that can help your career. I am convinced of that. I have gone to short film festivals. I think those are the best because you're at an environment where people are making films as opposed to people that just say, oh, I have this idea and nothing happens. But when you go to short film festivals, that's a great place to network. Acting classes, when you are in an acting class, you are also with people that are actively trying to make it or trying to better their craft. I don't know. I know people go out clubbing. I have never met one person when I'm out clubbing and something great has come out of it.
Right.
You know, you always meet someone and everyone's also an actor or an actress, but then it just, you know, you never really do a lot of networking. But definitely any place where someone's showing a short film or a film or a screen for a film, I think those are the best places to network. And obviously, you know, you hear stories of go to a bar, but that's, I don't know, nothing has ever happened for me in that kind of networking, I guess.
Right. She's saying here, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And she wants, actually has a question here. She wants your contact info. What? How can people reach out to you? Twitter, Facebook, if they have any questions or what have you?
Definitely Twitter. I have my website. I'm sure they can contact me through there. But my email is suveria.mota@gmail.com. So it's my
people?
Name. It's suveria.mota@gmail.com.
Got that, people? Write it down. Don't be texting me. Don't be calling me. What did she say again? No, you got the information that you reached out to her.
Yeah, my name.
And we have here Yvette. Oh, look, they're all coming in. So I'm going to try to get them all in because I know your time is precious.
Okay.
I know the little waiting and things like that. I understand the leers at the airport.
Right.
Yvette wants to know, what role would you love to play that you haven't played yet?
Oh, so going back to Gone with the Wind,
uh-huh.
My dream, and as a Oscar hopeful, you know, whenever you watch the Oscars ceremony and all that, it's a lot of the times those epic movies are the ones that get the award, or the ones where, you know, it's like Les Miserables or the King, the Speech,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the epic movies, or it's mm-hmm. like Titanic. I would love to be in a film where I am dressed in outfits from like Civil War era or like long time ago, those long gowns with the hair. And then I said that to someone one day, and he said, "Well, you're dark skinned, so you're definitely going to be the maid or something, you know, like a slave."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh my God, no way. I'm sure that there were people of color at some point somewhere in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, who weren't slaves or weren't poor, and I don't care. I want to be in a film where it's an epic or however you want to call it, and I want to have a long dress, and I want to have that, you know, 1800s, 1700s, whatever, 1500s. I want that outfit, that whole, you know, I want that." So that's my dream role, you know. That's what I want.
Well, that's she wants the epic, the period piece, the Les Miserables,
period
something
piece,
like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, thank you. That's the word, period piece. I want a period movie.
Well, I want to see
TV
if we can.
Or something.
I could, you know, I could actually, yeah, I could see you something like that. But take a seat of a dancing background. I think that would be an awesome sight to behold. Here she comes down the stairs with the dress blowing in the back.
Oh,
and
my
the,
God, I love that whole idea. Like, oh, I love it.
The soft light behind her head. Close up. Okay, let me stop directing. So let's get back to our interview here. Now, here's something. You're coming from DR. You know, I'm coming from Boston, so it's like, you know, I'm immigrant, so you know how we get down the East Coast, like whatever. We all just hang out, do our thing. But my man here, hey, Seuss, had a question. He said something about, she says she's in L.A., but her accent isn't right. What exactly does that mean? Because he goes, what he says, I'm Latino, and her accent sounds fine to me. So what, could you elaborate on that? Because I think we touched on that a long time ago when we first met, about the accent and Spanish and Latino and stuff like that.
So, boy, he said that I don't have, does he
says,
can
he
you
says
tell
he has,
that I have an accent?
No, he said, he's writing again. He says, in the beginning you mentioned that you said that people say your accent's not right or something like that.
Yeah,
and he wants to know
well,
if you can elaborate on that.
Okay, yeah. So I don't know if he can tell that I do have an accent. It definitely comes out more when I'm talking to someone, because right now I am choosing my words carefully because I'm obviously in the radio and you just want to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Let it flow. You know how we get
but,
down.
But there's some people, I mean, obviously, I do have an accent. I was born in the Dominican Republic. I was raised in New York, in Washington Heights.
Yeah.
So I do sound like, you know, I do sound like I come from the East Coast. And I also do sound like I come from the Caribbean. Just yesterday, someone asked me if I was from Jamaica.
Wagwan.
And the what?
I was saying Wagwan. How's it going in Patois?
He's like, are you Jamaican? I was like, no. He's like, there's an accent. I was like, yeah, you're close. I'm Dominican, blah, blah. We went into that. But what I've a lot of casting directors don't want you to have an accent. They want you to be able to turn it on and turn it off. They want you to, and which is very understandable, and I understand it. They want you to be able to because I'm darker skin color, they want me to sound African-American, meaning they want me to sound like I was born in the United States and that my parents are not immigrants and that I was, you know, maybe third-generation American. And I have taken some classes, but honestly, I don't want to. I think that, A, my accent has helped me out a lot. I walk into a room and people don't even see me walk in and they hear my voice and they're like, oh my gosh, Saberia's here. Or people will say, I remember that voice. I remember that accent. I remember, it has helped me out a lot. Sometimes when I don't know how to do something, I'm just like the cute girl with the accent and people are like, oh, she's so cute, you know, like, oh, she gets the pass, like, let her go. It's okay. Like going back to what he was saying, in my mind, I admire Sofia Vergara.
Oh,
I admire Penelope Cruz. I admire Salma Hayek. I admire anyone who is just, I guess, themselves and they don't conform to, well, this is like how we want you to sound.
Right.
Or we want you to change your voice because we don't have any roles for you. I just think that I honestly think, you know, one day I'm going to have this great opportunity and someone's going to say, well, you know what? Instead of changing your accent, I love how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone's going to say, oh, yeah, who would want you to change your voice? It sounds perfect. Because, you know, everyone jumps on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, I love your voice. And then everyone goes, oh, yeah, like Fran Drescher.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know,
right.
I'm sure people told her, like, oh, my God, you're never going to have a career in Hollywood with that voice, with that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she said, I don't care. And then later on, everyone's like, oh, my God, I love it. I love her voice. You know what I mean? So I'm just waiting for her to do something big. And then everyone goes, oh, my God, I totally love her voice. It's, like, so amazing.
You know, Hollywood. They'll hear your accent and your voice, and they want, we want someone like Saberia's accent who talks like her.
Yeah, yeah. Later on, it'll be like, can you get to do like her accent? But yeah, you know, that's like the whole thing with my accent.
Well, he's loving it because he's saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
No problem.
He says, I'm an actor. I go to South by Southwest all the time, and I notice when I come to LA, they always say my accent's not right. Even though I was born and raised in Mexico. I'm like, that's interesting to hear. But, you know, but he says, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, because people that are born in Mexico, I think their English sounds different than the people that are born here.
Right.
In Los Angeles.
He's loving you because he's like, thank God, thank you so much. Because he says, I'm more empowered to go do my acting in L.A. Wow.
Oh,
I like
do it. And you know what? I honestly feel, because I've been here now 4 years, I feel like there's a bigger attraction now for people with accents. I don't know if it's me, but I feel like whenever I flip the channel now, it could be British accents or maybe Australian. But I feel like there's a pool. People want people with accents now.
It's seeming like that. Yeah,
people want more of that and less of, like, vanilla or regular, you know, sounding like a TV reporter.
Welcome.
Yeah, because that's what they tell you to do. They tell you to watch the news and talk like the news reporters. So,
right. Well, if people ever heard Charlize Theron's accent when she first got to L.A., my God.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Very South African.
Oh, yeah, because her first language is Afrikaans. And that accent, you know, when she was discovered and was cussing out the person at the bank because they wouldn't take her check, that accent came full force, let me tell you. But the thing is,
I know, I've heard that story.
Yeah, she's good people. She's good people. She's really good people. Ooh, we have another one here. Miriam says, I'm Dominican, So she's giving you a shout out.
Yay! Where is she?
She's actually, I'm trying to read this because they're printing it out and giving it to me because I can't see on a different screen here. She is
okay.
In Houston. That's where she is, in Houston.
Ah, okay.
She wants to know, her question for you is, she goes, as a Dominican, and she's like, thank you for waving the flag, and she's writing something
yes,
in Spanish.
Yes, I am the biggest, yeah, I'm the biggest. I am the biggest Latino. Tell her, but she's listening. I am the biggest Latino waving Dominican. I actually have plantains today. I had a mango.
Okay, people. We're going off air. I'm leaving. I'm on my way. Cause you know I'm
really, I have plantains today.
Oh, the pain. Oh, now I'm getting hungry. Okay, let's get back to the interview.
Okay.
She wants to know this ties into a question we'll ask later on, but she wants to know, are there any Dominican stories that you would like to produce?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's a yes. I was... yes, I have, so there's this painting that I bought years ago, and it just says, waiting for her lover. That's the title of the painting, and we see a woman, and she's, like, leaning forward, and she's waiting for someone. She has a glass of wine. And I've wanted to do something, somehow that painting attached to something in the Dominican Republic, but attach it to the story of back when we got our independence in the Dominican Republic, but not, I wanted, obviously, going back to Gone with the Wind and my period piece, I don't want it to be about the founding fathers and how they brought us independence, all that. I want it to be like a love story with Joe Schmuck, you know, like another soldier or something, a love story, but that it takes place in the Dominican Republic in a war period, like something like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I know people have done a lot of stories. Can you repeat her question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, she wants to know, and she says, I have 10 more questions, but I'll just stay with this one. she just typed it in the chat here. She wants to know, are there any Dominican stories you would like to tell if you were producing?
I'm interested in doing something, some romantic period piece that takes place during our independence time, war era. Anything current, not really. And I think that we've done so many great films already. We had a dictator in the Dominican Republic for many years. I think they've done a lot of stories about Trujillo and regarding the oppression. I think that's done, and anything related to drugs or cartel or anything drugs, I don't know.
I can hear in your voice. I understand where you're coming from.
I'm not interested. I'm more like a romantic, and I want something like Titanic and The Notebook.
Oh, the backdrop of war, and her man goes off, and she goes to defend the household.
Yes, and she's waiting, and she's like
knitting.
She's knitting, you know, before TVs, before the radio, before cell phone. And she's like, where's my man? I need him to come home, you know? She's by the fire cooking with her candle because there's electricity.
We would have to write something and co-produce it here. Cause, you know,
yes,
we get very creative
yes.
when we start talking. We have another question for you. First off, before we forget, though, there's some people we have to give some shout-outs to. Who in your crew and the family you want to give a shout-out to? I know you talked about your publicist down there in DR, so let it out. Say it in Spanish, English, whatever you want to do. Feel free.
Just a shout-out to my publicist, Deidamia Galan. She's my publicist in the Dominican Republic. She works with Asterisco Grupo Creativo. She's a very nice publicist, very nice lady.
There you go. Anyone else you want to reach out to?
No, I know everyone, like in my family and other people, are listening to this. So I don't want to, if I say one person, then someone else is going to say, why don't you say hi to me?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
So
yeah, later
go.
On they're going to go, why didn't you give me a shout out to me when he said give out a shout out?
And say my name exactly like this.
I know. I'm like, oh, I said her because you told me. Yeah.
So here we go. We have about 5 minutes left. I want to get these last two questions in. I usually ask five. And people,
I thought we were going to go to eight.
Huh?
I thought we were going to go to eight.
Oh, we can go to 8. We can go to 8:30.
Okay, we can go
to like
to
the
8.
Front. Let's get down. Oh, let me take my shoes off. We get comfortable now. Okay. Anyway, here we go. Here's the question for you. If you weren't acting, what would you be doing?
I would definitely be working with kids or elderly people in a like a nurse environment, helping people out in need, medical need.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would be event planning, party planning, decorating, something in that field. I am obsessed with Pinterest. I'm always pinning crafty ideas and party planning and stuff like that. That's what I would be doing.
I have not figured out how to use Pinterest yet.
Pinterest? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I won't. But Pinterest, it just makes you think that you can actually create so many things out of styrofoam and glitter and glue. But I'm very crafty. I love to do stuff. I actually have parties at home where my friends come in and I buy stuff from the 99-cent store or Michael's Arts and Crafts, and they have to, like, color and paint and stuff like that. But anyway, so Pinterest, you could put a lot of stuff that you find on the internet into, like, an online board, and then you can basically arrange your life or your fake life.
Fake life. I know
some
friends that might
be, like, my wedding dreams, how I want my wedding to look like, my wedding dress, my engagement ring. I have all that on Pinterest.
Oh, God. Okay, fellas out there, just to let you know, you can go to her Pinterest and see the big rock, probably about 10 carats.
Yeah.
It'll be like the
Scarlet
dress.
It's actually under a fake name, so they won't find my page.
Look for the biggest
but
ring.
But I have it like that because I don't want people to know, huh?
Look for the biggest ring and the Gone With The Wind dress. It'll probably be her. But anyway, that's I'd be quiet. We have another one here for you. You had mentioned three actresses earlier on, Penelope, Salma, and I believe you mentioned Sophia. What is it about those three? Because another question came in is, what three actors would you like to work with and do you admire? And you had mentioned those three. What is it about those three that stood out for you?
Well.
And others.
I mentioned them three because we were talking about their accents. And what I admire is that they didn't conform to other people's expectations or people's advice or, you know, their telling them you should change your voice or, you know, change your accent or sound more American. They didn't, you know, they said, this is who I am, pretty much. This is who I am. This is how I sound, and I'm not going to change. Why don't you write a script for me, and then, you know, and then it'll be better, you know. Let's switch it around. So that's why I admire them. I would love to work with them, definitely. And Pedro Almodóvar is the one that he's written films and screenplays for Penelope Cruz, and he's a great director and a great screenwriter. I would love to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
I love Sam Mendes, the director.
Mm.
He did American Beauty, and he did with Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio's Road to Perdition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Road to Perdition?
Mm-hmm.
Or Revolutionary Road. Okay. And then I would love to work with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Why is that?
I think he's a great actor. I honestly think he's very versatile. I think he's a great actor. And the other person would be Zac Efron, but that's because I think he's so cute.
Okay. All right. I'm sure you're probably listening somewhere because, you know, we international live.
Yeah. He's probably standing away from me then. Yeah.
Zach. Here's a question for you. Actually, this person's name is Zach, ironically. There must be the stars that line up tonight. He wants to know, what was it like being on the set of Glee?
It was great. I learned so much on the show. It was a great experience. And there are so many, you know, cast members and then so many stand-ins. It was great experience. It's very unfortunate, very sad Corey Monty's death last week or 2 weeks now. So I don't know how that changes the chemistry or the vibe that's going to be on set. He was honestly a great, great human being, very nice person. But it was great. I love working on the show. You just do things for a while, and then I just decided that I needed to, create my own path and make my dreams come true. I did What Would You Do for Love.
Let's talk about that.
So What Would You Do for Love was or is a TV film. It's a two-part TV film. It aired on Uplifting TV. It's 2 hours each movie, 4-hour movie. It was great. Going back to it's not who you know, but who knows you, I had auditioned for something before. I didn't get cast for it. And then someone remembered me, a Latina girl with an accent. And then the script landed on people from the production. And someone said, oh, there's this girl with a little Dominican sexy Latina girl. And then they said, would you want to come in and audition? And I read for it, and then I got the part. But going back to, networking is very big in this town. And just putting yourself out there so that people know that you are very, very still much, very hungry for it, you still want it. But going back to the movie, it was great. It was a great experience. We filmed for 2 weeks in North Carolina. So it was great, getting to film and having your trailer and, all that. It was an amazing experience.
The next question actually comes based on your experience. What is it about your let me ask this question that I have for you. Do you find, because I'm always asked this sometimes myself, do you find that the roles are changing for Latinos, Latinas, because of social network? You have Univision coming in, Telemundo, and it seems the movies are more global now. Do you find the roles are slowly shifting to more representative of the community at large, or do you still find there's still that challenge from your point of view?
I think roles are changing because the Latinos are much more integrated into the community or American society more so years ago, meaning because of technology. Even if you are a Latino that just migrated to the country recently, they don't necessarily still behave or act the way that people assume that an immigrant behaves. And then the Latinos that are here, they're so acclimated into the culture that the stereotypes aren't there anymore. The world has become so small. You travel anywhere now in the world, and you feel like you haven't left the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Or you come to the United States, and, obviously, the architecture is different and things are different, but people dress in similar way and fashion. So, the stereotypes have changed, and the roles are changing. Mm-hmm. And I think, it's for the better. Obviously, for the Latina roles, it's usually like a sexy girl, voluptuous, and spicy, but that's also part of who we are. So,
Right.
It's like, who are we kidding? We are loud. Yeah, I'm loud. Sometimes I try to be quiet and people are like, shh. I'm like, I can't help it. My people scream. My people, when we're having fun, we're screaming. We're loud.
Hey, I know the flavor. I'm coming from back east. You know how we get down. If you had a choice, which one you prefer, or are they both the same, film or theater? Is it a different flavor that you prefer in both, but in a different way?
Well, film lasts longer, and it's more, you know, you can watch a movie now from whatever time period, and it's like relieving the moment, and so that's forever. As an actor or an actress, when you're in theater, that emotion that you feel when you're on stage and you're crying or you're vulnerable or you're laughing and you can literally feel every single person looking at you, waiting for you to make your next move, it's indescribable. You get such a great high, and it's so exciting. It's amazing. So I don't know. I would obviously film. I can say later on, my kids, my grandkids, people can enjoy it, and people in the Dominican Republic or New York or anywhere in the world, they can see what I'm doing, my craft. But at the same time, when you're on stage, it's just so exciting. You can hear the people walk in and walk into the theater. You hear them sit. You see the lights dim. You know, then you hear, you know, getting ready. You hear the people in the back getting ready, and then it's your turn to go, and then it's just so exciting. Like, no, you're nervous and you're excited at the same time. And then that entertaining, or that part of your brain where you're like, you're an entertainer now, you have to bring it, kicks in, and it's just such a great high. It's amazing.
Has that pressure ever resulted you in, like, forgetting a line or a step or something like that?
No, I'm trying to think. No. If anything, I mean, I've heard Beyonce talk about, you know, her alter ego, Sasha Fierce.
Right.
And I understand what she's saying. When I'm on stage or when I have to do what I have to do, I don't know, I just bring it. I'm very good at my lines and being very focused when I'm doing it.
If you
forget something, if you forget it, then you just keep doing it, and you know, it's fine.
Theater, you know? We've seen some of your work, and again, actors, I don't know how y'all do it. But, you know, I'm like, oh my God, how they do it? And you have to, like, oh.
You have to cry again.
Yeah, I always felt like, in your opinion, do you feel, I know when it comes to creativity, particularly our cultures, I'm African from Congo, DRC, and I know how our culture is, when it comes to anything that has to do with entertainment, they think you're crazy, possessed, or want to kick you out of the house. Do you feel that it's underestimated how much goes into your craft, into your profession, by those on the outside?
Oh, yeah, I think people assume, yes, as far as the craft, people assume that you will, people ask, like, whoa, you're an actress, like, you want to be that? Like, oh, that's so weird. Because they either think it's not a real career, or people think it's not that hard, like, oh, you're just pretending to be someone. But if you ask people that are not in the business, it's, or people that don't want to be an actor or actress, it's not that easy to ask. It's not that easy for someone to say, well, I need you to cry. I went to an audition two weeks ago, and they just gave me what I needed to read. They gave me two monologues 5 minutes before I went in. And the first one was crying, and the first one was laughing. And no joke, I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to cry right now? Because that day I was, like, so happy, so excited. I went into the room, talked for a little bit. Then it's like, whenever you're ready, I was like, I'm ready. I started crying. People don't know that, you know, it takes time and practice, and you have to learn how to do that.
Right.
So then that's hard, you know, just getting to point as an actor, as an actress, to be comfortable with yourself and to not care and to act a fool. But then also, it's also hard, the business. You have to take headshots, you have to go to classes, you have to go out, network, meet people, update your social media websites, get publicists. So it is hard, the profession and the everything else as well. Was that the question? I don't know if I...
Oh, yeah, you definitely were answering it. Because I think it's interesting because your perspective is so interwoven because you've done dance, you've done theater, and you've done film. And you just give a very interesting perspective because sometimes people come from dance and they're not really familiar with acting, but you're able to talk across all spectrums. So here's a question for you since you have that background. So you're the producer of a film. No, I'm producing a film, and I come to Severus. It's a very well-to-do this film, $30 million budget. It's a period piece. You are the lead actress. Who is the lead actor? Your decision.
Oh, my decision. Oh, a period piece. Oh, geez. I'm trying to think. I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio because his name is bigger than mine. But, I guess him.
Your decision.
My decision. Uh-huh. Oh, geez. Well,
you say, Saeed, I want that guy. Okay, no problem. We'll get that person.
That guy. I think it would be him. Gosh, I'm trying to think because I there's so many actors that I see and I love. Mm-hmm. But I would just say Leonardo DiCaprio still.
Mm-hmm. Hear that, Leonardo? He's coming for you, man.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm gonna find him at a party one day. Yeah.
You know, they always say when you speak it, it's going to happen. They say when you speak it,
I know
it's
that.
Going
you know
happen.
What? That is so
yes.
true. The
uh-huh.
secret. To anyone out there,
mm-hmm.
I am a firm believer in the secret and mm-hmm. power of attraction, mm-hmm. the law of attraction, and the idea that if you see it and you dream it and you say it and you put it out there in the universe, it
mm-hmm.
happens. Whether you believe in God or not, or Jesus Christ or not, I believe that there's an energy out there that when you say something, it comes back and it happens.
Hmm. And, you know, with you, Severia, we're going to have to bring you back for part two because we didn't touch the surface of how you get down. And I'm going to make sure I have plantains on me so you know you can't rub it in my face. So, listen, we are wrapping it up. I want to say, you know, first of all, I want to say, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with us because you're all over the place just building the empire, and it's really amazing.
Thank
and I'm
you.
Always, they always say, you know, I'm very proud of your achievements. I'm hoping to get you on the set one day. I guess I have to get a trailer and plantains to make that happen, have Leonardo standing there. But are there any last words you'd like to share with the people out there? You want, you know, whatever you want to say on the, you know, rocket?
I guess I would want to tell everyone, if you want to be an actress or an actor, do not listen to anyone that tells you don't do it, don't follow your dreams. I was born in another country. I came to this country, and then I lived in New York for a while, moved to Los Angeles, and I moved to Los Angeles with two suitcases.
What?
I moved out here, yes, I moved out here with my two suitcases, and I met my roommate on Craigslist,
mm-hmm.
and I had never left New York. I had gone to, like, Massachusetts and New Jersey, but I had never really left home, and I had clearly, I was never left and had a roommate and lived outside of my parents' house. But anywho, so don't listen to other people because a lot of people have their best intentions, but a lot of people don't want what you want as much as you want it.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to be an actor or be in this profession, just go with your gut, you know. Don't be afraid because I think regret later on is the worst thing in life, to have regrets, you know, I should have tried, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's my advice. Follow your dream.
Follow your dreams, people. Follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams. It's the best
dreams.
Thing when you achieve something. Achieve it, you know?
And speak it into existence, as you said so eloquently.
Yes. Say it, because it will happen.
Ms. Mota, thanks for joining us, crazy people here in the hut.
Thank
We're
you.
Going to
treat everyone should follow me on Twitter, Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Hey, put it
I never tweet
you.
That much.
Hey, put it out there. Where you want them to find you? Go ahead. This is your group. Say what you want to say.
Well, they can find me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. I'm there. I try to. You see, I don't know if people want to see what I'm eating or where I'm going or all that, but I try to upload or say things once in a while. So, you know, I'm out there. And I do respond to people. On Instagram, people leave me messages, and I do respond to the messages.
There you have it, people. Don't say you didn't have a way to find her, Ms. Severia.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, and I do respond.
Thanks for hanging out with us. You be safe. Enjoy your fried bananas. I can't believe you mentioned that on there. I'm so hungry now. I have to go get some to eat.
My plátano or mango. Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. We got to do a part two soon.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, folks. Let's do your thing. Let's do a little closeout music, folks. So on that note, we will talk to you later, Ms. Motown.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, people, there you go. Let me tell you, we've met, and she's just, her personality is as she sounds with her voice. And go online, check out her work, you know, reach out to her. You know, hopefully she shares some advice with you guys out there, you ladies out there, even for folks out there that aren't thinking about getting into the industry, what she said in terms of not giving up, speaking into existence, you know, you're persevering, things like that. It transcends everything. It crosses all lines. If you want to do writing, you want to do directing, you want to, you know, open a business, as she says, persevere, don't give up, speak into existence, you know, and just believe it's going to happen. And you have to stay with that and just don't give up. You know, I think a lot of people, and she's seen this, obviously, she's come out here and people she's met went back to wherever the hometown was, and when she wants to leave, you know, people were too afraid to come out, and they had, you know, they don't want to leave what's comfortable and things like that. So, you know, it reminds you of Harrison Ford. And she reminds you a lot of Harrison Ford in this, that I remember when Harrison Ford was, you know, he was a carpenter and he didn't want to do acting or anything like that. And he was like, that's going to be his career. And George Lucas wanted him to read for this part, you know, read with actors and things like that. And Harrison didn't want to, you know, I don't want to come in. I have no interest, whatever. So George made sure he did the readings where Harrison was working and things like that, and Harrison eventually, you know, became part of George Lucas' crew and got into the field. But that leads to something that he said some time ago, where he said, they asked him the question, why do you want to do acting? And he said, I didn't want to be in a cubicle for 20 years knowing my co-workers' grandchildren. And I think that's what a lot of people do. They want to live the life of Mr. Anderson in The Matrix, not realizing they're Neo. So again, she came out here with two suitcases. Now, a woman coming out here with two suitcases or traveling anywhere, she really wants to go somewhere. Because I know my sister's two suitcases, that's just the shoes. But anyway, so folks, tune in, you know, let's have some fun. And again, it's really about you guys out there. And then I really wanted to get her on air because, you know, when we first met, you know, I actually interviewed her when we first met over at ArcLight in Hollywood. And I have the whole interview still over one of my files. Actually, it's right next to me. It was about 5 pages. And I said to myself, I have to get her on air one day. Somehow I'm going to make it happen. And I'm really happy that she came on. I want to thank her again for taking the time to speak with us. And, you know, her publicist, she was giving you a lot of love down there, a lot of love. It was genuine. So let's do a little music here. We have some time here. I like to take the music off air. But, you know, I definitely wanted to make sure we got all the questions in for our guest and make sure she, you know, had enough time to articulate what she wants to share with people out there, because she really wants to see people be successful. Unlike a lot of folks that get jaded after a year, she's been out here about a little over 3 years now, and she really wants to see people be successful. And people like that usually end up being a bigger success than even they realize. So let's get one of her grooves here that she likes. And also folks, I'm going to post it on Facebook, so I'm going to put her top 10 there. Maybe I'll read it off here. But, you know, she's come from back east, you know, my Dominicanos, my Latinos back there, my Latinas, and, you know, my Puerto Ricans and all my people back there. You know, I miss the flavor. It's like, we're like, hey, what's up? You know, all us immigrants, we have that shared experience. So I'm always happy to talk to someone from the East Coast. I'm always happy to talk to someone from the West Coast, South Coast, North Coast, Southwest. But you know what? Enough of me. Let's get a little music in here. Mark.
La la la. a escuchar en silencio para encontrar el camino. ¿Y para qué llorar? ¿Para qué? Si duele una pena de vida. ¿Y para qué sufrir? ¿Para qué? Si duele una pena de vida. La la la. Toma. Vivir, vivir.
California, word on the street was Suveria Mota. I was blessed to have her on air. We could probably go on for like another 2 or 3 hours. Because, you know, we get that groove, we get to talking, we just get down, and she's eating some plantanos. I haven't had some in so long. It's been, my chest is hurting. My chest is hurting. Listen, Jennifer, why don't you take us out of here? Say goodnight to the people. Ladies and gentlemen, talk to you later. Tune in a couple of days, tune in next week, and I am gone. Be safe. Jennifer, you and Wayne, take us home.
Miss Lopez. Hi, I'm Tune, the man on the moon. I live on the beach, get the sand out the shoes. And all of that changed since I met you. So we can leave that old sh** in the restroom. Okay, now I'm into you, like you never knew. I'm falling for you, baby, I need a parachute. So wet, I need a wetsuit. You're way too fly, I could be your jet fuel. Now tell me what you like, I like what you tell me. And if you understand me, then you can overwhelm me. It's too late, every finish line is the beginning of a new race, young money.
You got me and I could not defend it. I tried but I had to surrender. Your style got me under the spell. Left me no other choice but to get down. Yes.